Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves. I am here with Tara.
Hi.
AKA Taryn.
Yes, hello everybody. This is so weird because my podcast records here and you're sitting where I usually sit.
Well, why the fork is your laptop here? I just don't understand. Like, are you going to ask me questions? Do you have PowerPoint?
You know, I might.
Do you have PowerPoint?
I might. Okay. I don't know. Like, I just felt, this felt so routine. So I just, like, came in, set my laptop up, because that's, like, what I do.
Well, I like to fork up your routine.
Well, no, honestly, that is a very valid statement. TK is the biggest, like, little sister instigator vibes. But, like, not just little sister, like, little sister who grew up with brothers. Because that's different.
Yeah. Alicia that has a different little sister energy than I do.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, I'm trying to ruin your day so that my day can be funnier. Whereas Alicia's like, I just want to be a brat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, different. I try and, like, pick on people to, like, see how they react.
Yeah.
But that's my way of showing affection.
Oh, I know. That just means you love me.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks. I'll take it.
So ask me a question.
So in the summer of 2012, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Should I ask you something?
Sure. Spice it up.
I mean, this is technically, we're in intro vibes, right? So
yeah.
So what is your first?
I should be asking you a question.
You told me.
Okay. I'll ask you a question. You're going to ask me a question later, so think about
it. Yeah, I have one already.
Okay, do you want me to do it now, then?
Yeah. Oh, like, answer? We're starting off strong.
I
was going to ask you what your first memory of me is.
Oh, this is great.
Do you have, like, a specific one?
Oh, my God, someone literally...
Did Alex Marlowe tell you to ask me that? Because she asked that in the questionnaire.
No.
Yes, she did.
I just was thinking, like, intro.
No, Alex Marlowe literally sent that as a question.
Shut up.
Dead ass. Shout out, Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Alex. We love Alex. Okay. First memory of you is Coachella. That's when I met everyone. And I remember thinking about this, about the entire group, how welcoming and just cool and chill and, like, generous everyone was. Mm-hmm. But I remember specifically with you that you were fun to, like, dance with. Like, you didn't care to be a fool. I feel like the girls, they'd probably say this, that were still in their, like, influencer trying, you know, we've all been there.
Yeah.
And you, like, didn't give a fork.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool. And you also were, like, a little protective over me, and you didn't even know me. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
And just very, like, I felt like you were very real. You stood up for people when you thought it was wrong. And no matter, like, who anyone was. And I just, like, immediately remember being like, wow, first of all, thank God she's here. Second of all, she's so fun. And aww. I don't know. I feel like I just, like, there was no hesitation with you.
Yeah.
Like, with influencers, it's hard to get in there sometimes. And you were just, like, open arms. Like, I felt like we instantly connected. What about you?
Yeah, I think the same thing. It's so funny, though, for me on my side.
Yeah.
Because you were, I mean, I was with my friend group, right? So I had no reason to feel, like, hesitant or shy or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas you were, like, you were just scratching the surface of getting to know these people.
I mean, I literally knew no one. I hardly knew Alicia. Like, no, I know. I had maybe seen her, like, 3 times before that. Isn't that crazy?
And so the only reference I had of you is Ashley had said, hey, there's this girl, TK, coming. She's super cool. I really think her and Alicia could hit it off as friends.
Really?
I don't know. Have I never told you that?
No.
Yeah, she was like, I think TK would be good for
her.
But
I had never met.
She must, Ashley. But she, I think you guys had mutual people you knew, right?
Yeah, but I had never met Ashley, but maybe I could see Alicia going back from our hangouts and talking about it, and then Ashley being like, oh, this girl might be good for her.
It's something, she had some.
Interesting factoid.
So then I was very much aware that you knew no one, and you were kind of like quiet and shy, which is so funny now, because I think that's the only time in my life that I've known you. That you were quiet and shy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, probably.
Like, you just went uphill from there. You were like, surprise, here I am.
Yeah.
You guys thought I was quiet. But yeah, so I remember that. I remember you were really nice, really sweet, really, like, easygoing with just going along with whatever people were doing. And then I do remember getting protective of you because there's a little mean girl action.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But it was such a fun trip. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, when was the next time I saw you after that?
Honestly, I don't really remember. It would have to be, because I didn't live with them yet.
Yeah.
And so when you would start coming and filming, I would just hear about it. But I don't think our paths crossed till you kind of started hanging out more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would make sense. I feel like we always clicked, though.
Yeah, I only have a memory of meeting you, and then you just were my friend. Like, I don't have
same
in between. It's weird.
I don't remember the second time I, like, hung out with you, but I do remember feeling like if I was at anything, I'd be like, okay, thank God Taryn's here, because, like, if something goes wrong, I could go and hang out with her.
Yeah.
Or, like, you were very a comfort zone for me, which is really nice because I hardly knew you either.
Yeah.
So I feel like we both have a good. The good thing about us is we'll make people feel welcome and warm, like, right from the start.
Mm-hmm. Fully.
Which is, maybe that's a Cancer thing?
Maybe it is. I think, too.
We're both Cancers, by the way.
Yeah, we are. We're both eldest siblings. I know that there's a tie to that.
Yeah, and Ashley's kind of like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that's, they say, like, eldest siblings are best matched with younger siblings?
Or, best matched with younger or, like, middle.
Yeah.
But not the other oldest.
Like, dating relationships, too, because, like, one jumps into caretaker and the other one, like, keeps them light and, like, feel needed.
Yeah. I've heard that.
It's interesting.
I am curious, though, like, how well it would be if I were to date another older eldest sibling.
Yeah, I feel like it just have to do with your love languages and, like, how you take care of people, because you you are like a swooper. Like you swoop in and are like, oh, what do you need? Like I got you kind of thing. Whereas I'm a little bit more of like that mothering, like very like, let me tend to your emotions, whatever.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We have totally different styles, but we are the ones that are like, oh, something's wrong. Like, okay, well, I'll fix it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I think if you had different like ways of caring.
What do you mean by that? Unpack the swooper versus mother thing. I'm confused.
Like
I get it, but I'm confused.
If someone, so the way that I care for people, I'm very much like, oh my gosh, I see someone sad and I want to go in and be like, hug them and like talk about their feelings and like
no you like get in there and I'm like no
she's a, well, we live together
during which is crazy
lockdown.
I never in a million years would have thought I would like to live with you.
I know, and there was a couple times where I would like pick up on things and I'd be like, I just have that where I'm like, TK, what's wrong? And you'd just be like, seriously, like
I know,
how do you know, leave me
don't
alone,
don't ask me what's wrong right now.
Yeah but I think that like I have a very like, I'm more emo and about emotions and that kind of thing. Whereas I know I could come to you if I needed like emotional support, but also like I feel like you're the one who would swoop in and be like, oh, you're sad? All right, let's go. Like we're going out. What do you need?
I am.
Where
I
I'm
totally
like, let's
am
talk
that.
About it in yeah, process. Like yeah, it's yeah. just different ways
I'm a
of
good
showing.
At if you get broken up with and you need to be distracted,
yeah.
like I'm your girl.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to actually talk about it yeah. and go into like the deep depths of the relationship and what
yeah.
went wrong, Taryn's your girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My question for you is, you're so good at when it's the right time, someone's on the brink of tears, shit's hitting the fan, and you come up and you're like, are you okay, knowing damn well I'm not okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think one, being self-aware and knowing that someone's not okay and going up and asking is one thing that you're really good at. But two, I think the hardest thing about what you do is you actually go, most of the time I know someone's not okay and I won't ask because I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
I'm too scared to ask
yeah.
because I don't, they're going to break down. But why do you feel so comfortable going up to like, do you feel like that's just like a, oh, me, Alicia and Ashley thing? Or do you feel comfortable going up to anyone?
No, I've gone up to strangers in the grocery store.
Yeah,
before.
No, it's crazy.
I think that's like a two-part answer. One is I think when I became so comfortable with like my emotional state and being open about that.
I mean, it says so much about your emotional state.
And that wasn't always. Like that took me time to develop. But another thing is like I can't function when someone's feeling sad in a room. Like, so it's almost like a selfish thing too, because I'm like so distracted by like something's going on
yeah.
and I can't have fun or like I have to know if they're okay.
Mm.
So I don't know. It's just like a really weird thing that kind of is like always been in the background. Like people, even in high school, people would be like, I know I don't know you, but like, can I talk to you? And
yeah.
I'd just be like, okay, like what's going on? You know, I don't know. It's just always kind of been a thing.
I feel like you're one of the very few people I've ever met where if I go to you with a situation, whether it's a boy, whether it's like family issues or whatever, you completely like remove yourself from the situation. You like are so there empathizing as that person. Like it's crazy how like, I don't know. I feel like so many times it's like, well, I would do this. And you're like, you see yourself as the person
yeah.
who's going through yeah. whatever it is. And like, I don't know, you're really good at giving advice that way. I don't think
Thank
I can
you.
Do that. Like you can.
It's, but I think that's what's so cool is because I don't think everybody needs me. You know what I mean? Like people, like even if you go to therapists, right? Like I've gone to different therapists that I just didn't vibe with because I didn't like the way that they empathize with me. So it's cool because I think like, we're all needed in those different situations, you know? And I think I have always been that. Like, I'm definitely, like, an empath. Like, I walk into a room and I feel everyone's emotions right away.
Yeah.
Which is why I think I went into such a depression during COVID because everyone was anxious 24/7. So not only am I feeling my anxiety, I'm feeling everyone's, right? So it's just always been like something that's there, and I think I've like honed in on it as I got older. But,
absolutely. I think it's there's been so many times too where like in COVID and outside of COVID and before COVID where I've like looked at you and we've been like, are they off?
Yeah.
Or we're like, was that weird? Or like even just any random like public situation with like any type of situation, we'll like look at each other and be like,
what's happening?
Like,
what
did you
that?
Feel that? Because I was
yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
Even the girls, like Alicia and Ashley, I'll look at them and I'll be like, we have a look.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, that was weird, right? Yeah. And like you felt that and it confirms. And I feel like you're really good at that. Like the amount of times I've looked at you and been like,
did you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally. And I think too, like I learned very early on, the first time I saw you when you were sad, I walked up to you to give you a hug. And I was like, you were like, I just don't, like, I don't need a hug. Like, I don't like being touched when I'm sad. So I think, too, that's something, it probably feels like I meet you where you're at, but that's because I studied you and, like, oh, okay, she does not like this. Mm-hmm. She does like this. Okay, when I said this, she liked that, so I know to approach her in this way. Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of it, too, where it always feels like I'm meeting you where you are is because, like, I watch to see...
Yeah, like what the pattern. Need,
you know?
Yeah, you know what's interesting about me? Fun what? Fact about
tell,
me.
Tell me.
Is that I am that annoying ass bitch that will literally be like, no, don't ask me, but I secretly want. Like, I'm that.
Yeah.
And like, you have that so figured out because I'm like, I can come off as like a hard ass that just like, I don't give a fork all the time, which sometimes I really don't.
Yeah.
But some, like a lot of times I really do. And like Tara knows that that bothered me. And she'll
she'll go to the root. Yeah.
She'll literally go to the root and like, then we'll unpack it. And then I feel so much better. But like, that is so hard for me. I think it's because I grew up in a family that doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like when something goes wrong, it's just like tough love, like we'll deal with that later, or like it's not worth like being upset over.
Yeah.
So I'm like used to shoving things under the rug or just never dealing with it. And you like have taught me to like know it's better to like just express whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway, so okay, let's talk a little bit about for those of you that or for the listener that doesn't understand our background and like how we live together and how, explain who you are and, you know, Ashley, your relationship, everything.
Okay, so me and Ash actually met, I don't even know how long ago. It's been, like, close to a decade ago.
Ashley is Alicia's sister,
yeah. And
Alicia's who I work for.
Yes, so I met Ash, then through her obviously living and being sisters with Alicia, we started to get closer. They moved out to LA.
And you knew them way, 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 way before like any of us
like,
did.
Ashley didn't have a YouTube channel yet. Alicia
when
was
this? What year?
Oh gosh.
Maybe like 2015?
I would say like around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then they moved out here, which is where you kind of came in. Mm. And then somewhere in between, like you starting to work with Alicia and getting closer with her, I moved out here. So then I think that's when we kind of started to become friends.
Karen lived in the house with Ashley and Alicia.
Yes. And then you moved in during COVID, like when it was like first came around all crazy. Mm-hmm. And then you moved out. I just moved out, but we're all still forever intertwined.
I feel like I will forever have a weird bond with all of you, just like the COVID quarantine bond, which I'm sure everyone can relate to. But like something about the other day I went over to the house and like they asked me to, they were like, TK, like, want to come over and make a COVID meal? And I was like, yeah. And like I went,
meals.
I know. And I went, and because we would have this like routine of like who would cook and who would do the dishes, and we like made it a thing. It felt
was
like
that
camp.
When you made meatballs?
Yeah.
Okay. Literally, I watched your stories, and I was like, oh, because that was like it was the meatballs, the carrot spirals, like that was like
the
one
carrot
of
spiral
the main...
era. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we made one of those meals and it was so fun, like literally reminiscing on what was such like a dark time.
I know.
But we really made light out of it.
No, we really did. Like finding our own routine, stepping in. What was crazy too is like I feel like we each individually went through some type of trial.
Yeah.
And a lot of those trials, like, probably will never, nobody outside of that
we'll
house will
see
ever
see the light of day. Yeah.
Yeah. But being there, like, with each other and knowing, like, we could step in, we could escape to our rooms, we could be there for each other, we could distract, we could whatever.
Bonded for life.
It was so, yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's also awesome, too, because, like, even though I feel like a lot of people don't see like you in my content or me in yours or whatever. Like I know at the end of the day, if shit hit the fan, literally anytime anything big happens, I like still tell Taryn.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. It's like you were like such a big a part of my life for a long period of time. Yeah.
No, it is nuts. It's funny too. I think a lot of times people will ask, like I'll get DMs and they're like, do you still hang out with TK? Like, are you guys still friends? Even with Ash, I get that. Ashley and Alicia, they'll be like, do you guys, before I moved out, they were like, did you move out? And I try, it's so weird. I don't know how to explain it other than, like, when you have certain bonds with people, and I think especially influencers go through this, like, you have those people that you feel safe enough to just, like, unattached to your phones. You don't feel like you need to film. Like, you just want to be present. Uh-huh. And I feel like I have a lot of those relationships with you guys. So I'm like, yeah, we, like, when I was living with them, I'm like, I see, I'm with them every day. Like, I'm on the other side of the camera while they're filming whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes people think in social media, they're like, well, if they're not in your contact, you guys, or content, you guys must not be friends. And it's not that. It just, content takes place in very random times, you know? Absolutely.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing slash time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
What do you feel like we bonded over the most during COVID, or just like in general, like as people? Like, I feel like we have our own special bond.
I think girls who grew up in sports family with only brothers, mm-hmm. there is something that only we have inside of us.
Yeah.
So I think that
we're a different breed.
We are a different breed. I think that we, even if we can't like put a like name onto that, like there's that. But also, I think I knew very early on, like we have very similar personality traits in regards to our sheer volume and like when we're excited and how we talk, like being on the dance floor, not caring, like always like mm-hmm. down to do anything. And so I think we vibed on that. And I remember one night when we did TikTok.
That was like one of my most fun nights ever.
I was sweating profusely. Like, we were FaceTiming people. We were just like, it was so much fun just eating like doing cream. All those dances. Yeah. That should be your promo for this episode. Just like us doing a TikTok dance with like this audio.
Literally. I mean, we were thriving. And you know what? I think both the girls went to bed early or something, and we were up to like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Making what we tried to make the house into a club.
Yeah.
But doing TikToks. Like, we had the best time.
It was so fun. No, it was literally so fun. And I think that's why. I think we match each other's energies. Like, even at Stagecoach last time.
I had the best time with Terrence.
I had so much fun. And I think it's because, you know, when you're, like, in a crowd and you look across and you see someone that's matching your energy, you don't even have to know them and you're just like, yeah! You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Yeah.
I feel like we have that a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what's so funny is my brother, I did, like, a question sticker on my Instagram. And my brother goes, ask her what her favorite Lil Baby song is.
Love your brother.
He was like, dude, him and Sapal were like, dude, we love Taryn.
I was so, because never in this group do we hang out with straight men.
I know. I brought them.
Yeah. Literally, I came home. I'm not joking. I was talking to my brother. He's like, oh, how was Coachella? And I was like, there were guys there.
It was amazing.
And yeah. I thrive off of just like interacting with guys. Uh-huh. Like, that's,
it just brings a different dynamic. Yeah. It's less like, just, it's just, yes, it's a needed, it's much needed dynamic.
Yeah, I had so much fun with them. And then there was like one point I was just making them listen to all my favorite Jack Harlow songs. And we were just like vibing in the kitchen. And I was a dude. Like, I was there. I was like in that mentality. But yeah, so fun.
Even at Stagecoach, I feel like we had more like guys, different mm-hmm. people around. And I felt like you were thriving too. Yeah. And it was so fun to, I don't know. It's just fun to get out of your comfort zone or like be around new people. And,
for sure.
Yeah, Phil loved hanging out with you, especially during Lil Baby at Coachella. What was he, would you say he's similar to how I would describe? Because I feel like I would always talk about him and my family during COVID.
Yeah.
And now you're like finally getting to meet them, kind of.
Yeah, I think right off the bat, the way you talked about Phil reminded me a lot of Ryan, my brother Ryan. And so when he's around, it's like I just feel connected to him because he does remind me of like Ryan and his friends
growing
up.
They're such dudes.
Yeah, just like you don't have to question any interaction. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like every time people ask me like what my type is, I'm always like, I just want like a dude.
Like a guy's guy.
Like someone who I'm not like, are we playing games or you're trying to like flex on me and because you think I want to hear what you're trying to say. Like,
yeah.
Just like no thought behind interaction. Like, just talk about what you like. I talk about what I like. Uh-huh. So I feel like I thrive with guys like that where I'm like, oh, you're just like genuine, like, dude. You know what I mean?
I feel like the guy's guy you're talking about, like, literally, they're the type that if you say you're fine, they like believe it.
Yes.
And like, I need that. Yes. I don't want him to overthink because I'm like, I want to get out of my toxic habit of saying I'm fine when I'm not.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I want them to be like, okay, she's fine.
Yeah. Oh, literally, I've talked to my brother so many times about like, if he gets in like a little fight with his girlfriend, uh-huh. I'll be like, well, what happened? Uh-huh. And he tells me and I'm like, bro.
You're like Ryan, she's not
on.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, but that's what, I love that. Like, I love, like, my ex used to be really weird about like, let's not say I love you so like it actually means something and we can communicate in better words. I don't want that.
You want
like,
the yeses to mean yes, the noes to mean no.
Wham bam. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay, Taryn, I feel like everyone and their mother wants to know because you radiate, like, you exude bad bitch confident energy. And I just want to know, like, what's your outlook on that?
So it's kind of funny because I actually just did my first solo pod, you do solo pods.
Yeah.
How did you get over that?
Dude, it's so hard.
I am not an awkward person.
No, well, it's...
Okay, so...
Literally.
Because we're similar. I came in so...
It's brutal.
Like, I'm going to be fine. And poor Michaela, like, right when I started talking, I was like, I'm so uncomfortable.
Okay. Few things that I think that make it uncomfortable. One, did you have notes?
No.
Or an outline? Okay, definitely do that because it's literally needed. Second thing is, I think what throws me off is the cameras being on. Like, when I was at home in my bed with a mic, it was way different for me than like being in studio.
That's true.
And because our shows are on YouTube now, like, obviously I'm going to be in here, you know, like with the lights and cameras and whatever. But I think the outline is so needed and necessary because I feel like I overthink what I'm saying more when it's solo. I'm like, is this stupid?
Yeah.
And I like question myself and I'm like, I'm looking at the time more. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just very aware of things more. Or I'm just questioning myself, and I hate that.
Well, I think you are like me in regards to, like, we feed off of people. So, you know, if I say a statement and I see a reaction from someone, that's going to determine the next thing
and
I say.
And it gets you fired up, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that was really hard, is the awkward silent pauses between everything. But anyways, so that was one of the – I put up a question thing, and I was like, hey, ask me whatever you want. And it's funny because I do think over the last few years – I've been tied to confidence. Like, that's all people want to ask me about, and that's all people, like, comment on my stuff. And so I talk about it kind of in depth on that episode. But I think I shifted the way that I view confidence, because I think I used to view confidence, say, specifically, like, what I've been going through is confidence with my body, right? Because my body's changed a lot over the past couple years. And to me, at first, I was like, oh, well, I'll be confident if I can walk out of my house in shorts and a crop top with my arms out and, like, be in a bathing suit with all my friends. So confidence to me felt like a place that I was getting to. Mm-hmm. And, like, I wasn't confident until I could do that. Yes.
Yes.
And then
I used to think like that, too.
Yes.
It's so toxic, yeah.
But you can never reach it, because even some of my friends who have, like, I think you have a gorgeous, beautiful body.
Thank you.
But you've even shared times where you felt weird in your skin. And me, on this side, I'm looking at you going, what are you looking at?
I'm not saying
you
know? Yeah. No. So, I get it.
So it's never something I think that you can reach, which when you set yourself up for failure, it's miserable.
Oh, yeah.
So I shifted to then thinking, okay, I think confidence is being very honest with where I'm at and what I feel, not being scared of it, not sugarcoating it, and not hiding it.
Wow.
So then it became, yeah, I'm very uncomfortable with the way that my body is, but I'm not going to not go to this place. I'm not going to not buy this outfit. I'm not going to shy away and, like, not tell my friends what I'm feeling. Like, I'm going to own that this is where I'm at, but I'm not going to let it stop me from living my life and being happy. So once I detach those two things, it's this freedom came that, like, I had never experienced. Like, all my life I've struggled with body stuff. So it's been nuts to see it change. And I think that people see that essence and they're like, why are you so confident? I want to be confident like you. And so I've been passionate about sharing that, because I'm like, it's not – I think it's – we have to change the way we view confidence, you know?
Totally. I think that was very well said. I can relate to a lot of what you said. What's so interesting about the word in itself is, like, in some scenarios, I'm thinking it as a body thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in some scenarios, I'm like, no, you just run a room. Like, you know how to work a room.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, like, when you think confidence, do you immediately think body stuff, or are you thinking everything? Do you see it more as an umbrella? Because I'm, like, looking at you and I'm thinking, like, how do you walk into all these, like, crazy influencer LA rooms and work it, versus more so, like, rocking what you're wearing? Because I'm like, Taryn's always rocking what she's wearing, you know what I mean?
Thanks, girl. I think it really is just an overarching mindset of being unapologetically yourself and not being afraid of what people interpret that as. So if I come into a room, you know, I've gone to so many of these events. Now, part of it is I don't really know who any of them are, so I don't know that I should be nervous.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
That does help, genuinely.
Big part of it. But I think that I stopped going in trying to find my acceptance and self-worth in the way that other people are viewing me. And instead, I'm walking in wearing my self-worth, and their acceptance is their choice, and that's their right. And if they don't accept me, then I'm like, okay, bye. And I find someone who will. Like, it's not tied to the same thing.
Copy.
Whereas before, it used to be I come in, and then if you tell me I look pretty, then I'm like, oh, I look pretty.
Got it.
But now I'm coming in and I'm like, I'm hot and I don't care what anybody else thinks. So even if you look me up and down and I catch a weird vibe, I'm like, okay. Because I've already like set that for myself. Mm. So it's not as much of a, I'm not giving anyone else control to make me feel anything. Like that's what my job is to do before I even enter a room.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Two questions. One, how do you have that though? Like how do you... Is this an internal thought? Is this just natural? Like, how do you muster up that courage and confidence? Because some people would be like, but how do you have...
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, how do I get to that point if they're not there?
So I would say one thing is you have to be willing to do the work. Like, you... I think with anything, I think sometimes people are like, oh, I wish I was confident, and then they don't feel confident, so they get sad, and that's it.
Mm.
Like, I think people think eventually, like, if I'm just like, no, I'm confident, it's going to happen, but it's a lot of work that goes into it. That can, you know, start with getting to really know yourself, can start with the most tangible thing is self-talk, and I think that, you know, I've used this as an example on our podcast before, but if you look at body dysmorphia, right? When I was in my psychology classes, we had a guy who he wore beanies and sunglasses every day because his body dysmorphia was so extreme that when he would look at his reflection, he looked like a monster. Like he described the way he thought his face looked.
Wow.
And it was not even near what his face looked like. So he had like a really, really extreme case. So then when we're looking at his situation, the number one thing they would tell him to do is work on his self-talk. So he had to look in the mirror and he had to say a list of things over and over and over to himself because he's trying to reroute the path that his brain Absolutely. Had made. So I think that's the thing is a lot of times the journey to self, like with self-talk and getting confident feels stupid to people. They're like,
it feels
okay,
silly.
You want me to stand in the mirror and be like, you're beautiful, even though I hate looking at myself? Well, yeah. And then I want you to say it 50 more mm-hmm. times, even though you don't feel it. Like, high five yourself in the mirror. Like, do whatever you have to do because you're doing the work that's going to pay off in the long run. But people are like, that's like hippie stuff. Like, okay, I love myself. What does that mean? But it's valuable.
Well, sometimes the most simple things in the world are the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Like saying I love you or I hate you or whatever. Anyway, but what would be an example if I was like, Taryn, I wish I was as confident as you are. I heard that I should do this thing called self-talk. What does that entail? Like, what should I say?
So I think I would first ask you what are the things and thoughts that like sting when they come into your mind, right?
So like someone could like think about that and then write them down maybe?
So because the thing is you don't want to just target, I want to feel confident. Like that's, you know, that doesn't mean anything. Like that's like saying you love dairy, but it's like, well, okay, cheese or like milk? Like what, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not, I think you have to hone in. So for me, a huge thing that I struggle with is one, fear of failure is like really a big hold I have. And then two, how people view my body because my body is something I feel insecure about.
Mm.
So once I hone in on those, then I start doing the work of thinking, okay, if I had a friend who was coming to me, how would I talk to them? Because that's the thing, we're not friends with ourselves. Like, if you came to me said, hey, I feel like chunky, how would I respond to you? Would I be like, yeah, you are, you're disgusting, no one wants you?
You're so right.
No, I would sit there and I'd be like, first of all, I don't even view you in that way. I think you're beautiful, mm-hmm. and I would do work to counterbalance what you're feeling. But with ourselves, what do? We're like, oh, you're down? You don't feel well? Okay, well, and you start like
this
shanking the heck
I'm
out
like,
of them. No, it's like we're not friends with ourselves.
That's so true.
So you have to be friends with yourself.
I would literally argue with my friend if they said that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
or something self-destructive.
Furious.
Yeah.
Or if someone talked to you in the way that you talk to yourself, you would automatically cut them out of your life because it's toxic. So it's like we have to learn how to view ourselves,
That's crazy.
Become friends with ourselves, fall in love with ourselves. And then the second that you walk in being in love with yourself and already demanding a certain standard, you're not going to accept anything else, you know?
Wow. Light bulb went off. That's so true.
Your face, you're like.
No, seriously. I feel like they do always say, like, you are your own worst enemy. Mm-hmm. And that's so true. I'm like, I want to be my own best friend.
Yeah. But it feels like it feels stupid. It feels cheesy. But it's like you have to, like, yesterday I had been feeling like I just had a lot of negative thoughts going through my head. So I took myself out on an intentional day and I did a facial. I did a massage. Slay. I got my nails done. And yeah, like, it's a lot of money. It's whatever things. But it was me making a sacrifice for myself and being like, no, like, you're having a hard day. Like, let me, like, do something that makes you feel good. Like, you have to take care of yourself, mm-hmm. you know?
So true. So getting more nitty gritty, the self-talk, you have to come up with the stuff that mm-hmm. you that stings. And then getting down to the nitty gritty, does that mean, like, you wake up every morning, you look in the mirror and say it for 5 minutes? Like, what are the rules? Or what would you advise someone to do?
Yeah, so I think for me, I stopped avoiding things. So one of the biggest things I struggled with is when I gained weight, I got stretch marks on my stomach, and I've never had that. Mm. Like, pretty, like, gnarly ones, right? And I remember the first day I saw them, I freaked out. Mm. Like, freaked out, was, like, sobbing hysterically. I wouldn't even look at myself in a mirror for a while. And so then I, instead of avoiding it and, like, making it this thing that, like, I refuse to, like, think about and I'm trying my hardest to just pretend it's not there, I started to take time. I still do this to this day where, like, I'll stand in front of the mirror and I'll look at my body. And it's funny because sometimes I'll just, like, laugh at myself because, like, the other day I, like, walked out of bed and I was just, like, you know, the girls were just jingle jangling and I'm in these, like, high-waisted, like, granny panties, and I, like, look at myself and I was like, you look rough. Like, yeah. And I just, like, started laughing.
We've all been there, yep.
And then, like, I'll put music on and I'll dance and I'll, like, I'll be intentional of being like, no, like, I am a sexy human being, mm-hmm. and anyone would be lucky to get a piece of this juicy body. And it's like, I stopped, like, being afraid of it. Or, like, when I was in the shower, like, if I was washing my stomach, I would take a moment to be like, I'm really thankful for you. Like, I'm thankful for what you do for me. I'm thankful that when I started gaining weight, you just didn't explode and my insides came out. Like, I'm thankful you stretched. And that's why I have these stretch marks. Like, it's just, like, being intentional with the way that you think.
This is kind of a weird analogy, but it kind of reminds me of, like, when you're watching a scary movie and you hear all the, like, sound in a scary movie is the most important mm-hmm. thing, right? And it's so scary and it's so freaking scary and you don't know what it is and the monster's at the end of the tunnel and you're getting there and you're, like, on the last episode of Stranger Things and you're getting there and you're getting there and then you see the scary thing and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the anticipation. Yeah.
It's like when you look at it, it's not even that big. Or when you get to the thing that's so scary in your head or you've built up, it's actually not that as scary as you would think.
Oh, fully. Or things like you're embarrassed about and then you finally say it to someone.
And they're like, and that's not a big deal.
Like, the second it comes out of your mouth, you're like, oh. Yeah. Like, but it's what I think, like, I think there are, like, obviously, like, I believe in God. I'm a Christian. And so I think that there are, like, I think that there are forces that take a hold of thoughts and they wrap them in your mind. Mm. And so for me, when I choose to be like, no, I'm not going to let that take place, and I choose to say those things out loud and I choose to share it with people I love so that now I'm not the only one supporting this fear. Like, I have friends that are supporting it with me and pouring into me when I need them. I think it's just being, like, super intentional with everything you do.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think that's so good. I'm, like, literally learning so much right now. Is there anything from, like, a friend's perspective? I feel like a lot of there's been times where, like, I know my friends are down bad mm-hmm. or I'm down bad. And I feel like it's when I'm down bad, it's a lot of me, or it's annoying because I'm like, oh, I have these expectations for my friends, but also, like, I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I feel like I empathize with myself and others that deal with people that are going through highs and lows of life. My question for you is, what advice would you have for a friend of someone that maybe their friend's going through something, or their sibling or their family member or whoever's going through something? How can you be there as a support system for someone that's not going through the best
the
time
same
in their life?
Thing. Yeah. You know, it's a hard thing because everybody handles stuff differently.
Yeah. It really is true.
Yeah. I think that for me, I think that I told
well,
friends.
You analyze people for like a month and then you decide.
Yeah, that's very true. I think there was a point where if I felt myself being affected by the way friends were treating me, that's not their job to figure it out because they don't know that they're doing something that's triggering me.
Wow, that's so true.
So if I don't like it, if it's affecting me and I don't say anything, like whose fault is that? Mine, you know? So like with Ash, there was a point where I was like, hey, sometimes I need to say something and I just need you to say, I'm so sorry that sucks and not try to fix it. Because right now I'm so emotionally raw that I just need somewhere to be there in the moment.
A soundboard.
Yeah. Or, you know, like sometimes, like say, for instance, going back to like the whole body issue, if I tell someone like, hey, like I'm not feeling confident in my body, there are going to be times where it would be really helpful for the other person to just gas me up.
Yeah.
And there's other times I just want you to sit there and talk with me about it. Like, I don't want you to tell me like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're so skinny. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, and that's not what I'm trying to be. Like, so it just depends on where you're at. But if you don't share with people what you need, then, like, they can't help you, which is why something I've done is when someone shares something with me, I'll ask them. I'll be like, what do you want from me right now?
That's
good. Do you want me to, like, give my honest opinion?
Yeah. Or do you want me to, like, whatever.
Like, what do you want from me right now?
I love that. I'm going to start doing that.
And that helps me with, because sometimes people are like, you know, they'll share about a guy. And I'm like, can I say what I really think of him? Do you not want to hear that? Like, what do you want?
Yeah, and you're good at that.
Yeah. And then that's like where I'll step in because it's not about me in that moment. It's about them, you know? But it's hard. Like, it's hard to know when you're going through something what's going to trigger you. In fact, I just shared in that episode I was talking about. Do you remember at Coachella, we were at that Neon Carnival and that girl came up. We were in front of the Ferris wheel and that girl came up and was like,
yes, oh my God.
Finally another thick girl.
Yes, yes, like, yes, 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 I remember. I was so uncomfortable.
Yes. So I was talking about that.
Oh my God. Because, oh my God, I was so uncomfortable.
Yes.
You didn't, Phil and me and Sable were like
so awkward.
And you were like,
so if you did, yeah. Okay. Basically what happened, this girl came up to me and was like, finally another thick girl.
Which
if I saw another skinny girl, I would like throw up, whatever. Which like everyone's standing there and she's just like over the top drunkenly talking about my body. And like then she went into, look at those thick thighs. Look at that, like your boobs. Like look at all. And I'm literally standing there just like,
me, what? And Taryn and Phil was
happening
too. It wasn't even just us. It was, they were like, can we just talk about one, how well they handled that?
No one said anything. Yeah, it was all like, quiet.
First of all, I just have to jump in because I'm sure this girl didn't have malintent.
No.
Right?
No.
But that is something to consider, especially when you're drunk. Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly there. Like, maybe on some days where I'm feeling like I'm embracing that side of me, I might respond different. That day, I was very triggered by that. Like, very triggered by that. Because then I started...
I was triggered.
Yeah, because she was, like, going at you, too. Like, no offense, but skinny blonde girls. I was like...
No, but I was more triggered for you because I was like, this is... it's weird and uncomfortable, especially because we don't know you. And I know that she feels like she knows you.
Yeah.
But Taryn doesn't know you.
Yeah.
And I feel weird because I want to stand up for you right now, but that's not going to help anything either.
No. So this is what I would say. That is something I've noticed since I've been in the category of
more
being
vocal.
Bigger and struggling with being curvier.
And vocal, I feel like, on your socials
people.
About it.
People do not know how to react when curvier people talk about being curvier. And I think it's because everyone is so scared to offend or to do anything. Like, the other day I made a joke about, like, being like, oh, yeah, right, like, my big butt could fit in that or something. And I felt the friend I was with got kind of awkward and immediately was like, oh, no, like, what are you talking about? Like, you'll be fine. Or they'll be like, oh, the seats are, like, they're big enough. Like, or they get awkward where I'm like, no, just joke with me. Like, if I'm joking about it. But it's this big, like, weird thing where that was part of it in that moment was like, oh, my God. Like, you probably were like, is this, like, hurting her feelings? Like, is she offended? Because I'm offended
for her. I honestly remember being like, okay, I'm about to go either direction based on how Taryn reacts.
Yeah.
Which I knew we were going to be polite and do whatever anyway.
Yeah.
But I was like, based on how Taryn reacts, because I'm going to let her react first, I'm going to jump on that because I didn't know whether it was offending you, whether you forking loved it. Like, because I could see it going both ways. Even someone coming up to me and saying anything about my body as well, or the way I
look.
With
a group of people just staring at you.
Yeah, especially like my little brother. Like if they were like, damn, that fat ass gets those, that dick. Like if my brother was there, I'd be like, right? Like that's weird. It's weird, right? Especially because they feel like they know you and you don't. So I was ready to swing either way based on your reaction.
Oh,
but
totally.
I remember being on edge, being like, I don't know how to react. I hope Phil and Sahal don't say anything bad either.
Yeah.
So we're just going to stand here and wait to see how Taryn leads
this. And I totally appreciate that. And I think that's something I would say to people like who are friends with curvier people. Like, don't, not in that situation, because honestly, it would have made it so much worse.
Well, that was weird.
You handled that well. We're talking about just
okay,
other
thank
than
you.
That.
But that was, I was just like,
well, even I was like, thanks. Yeah, I know, right? Thank you.
And I was
you.
Like, Taryn, like, we got to go over
you.
Here. Yeah, I think we just, like, that was weird.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah. It was, I did not like that whatsoever. But I think, like, on the outside of it, I think sometimes, like, we have to not treat people who are going through things like glass in ways where, like, we don't just talk to them. Like, I think you can be careful with people, but I think, too, just stepping in and being like, hey, like, are you, like, was that weird? Are you okay? Like, or hey, how would you like me to react and things like that, I think is helpful too. Because I think we just shy away from like, oh, you're going through something. I don't know what to say. But I think still being present is valuable, you know?
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but with you, I feel like, because you joke all the time, if you are in a joking mood, to be self-aware enough to realize, oh, she's throwing in a joke.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to jump in and be on the joking train? Not like rude, but like be like, yeah, girl, my fat ass can't fit in there. Like, is that something okay? Or is that something like...
Yeah. And I think too, like it has to do with the specific people, but
I think it's the relationship maybe.
Yeah. And I think for me, like if I'm offering out something, then obviously like I'm wanting to interact.
Uh-huh.
But nothing makes me more uncomfortable than when I say something about myself and then everyone just gets quiet.
You can feel the energy in the
room. Because then I'm like, okay, wait, what? Like, so are they thinking like, ooh, that's embarrassing? And then I start to spiral because I'm like, okay, why was that weird? You know what I mean?
And as anyone would spiral if they said anything and then the room got silent. Yeah.
So I think it's what you offer up. And I think that's why people need to be careful. Like, I knew when I started talking about this topic on social media, I was opening people's opinions up on myself. And I was very intentional about if I was going to do this. In fact, when I first posted my video about...
Which, by the way, I have to interject. Everyone go watch her YouTube channel, especially if any of the stuff resonates with you. It's so good.
Thank you. I pushed post and then I walked into the room where Alicia and Ashley were and I started just violently crying because I was so scared of opening up something that was so vulnerable to the internet, which the internet is full of just mean, horrible, awful people, you know?
Mm.
So it was really scary, but I think that was the choice that I made. And I think that comes with anything. Like if you're gonna throw a joke, don't throw a joke because you're looking for people to say the opposite.
Yeah.
Because then if they don't, like, you're opening yourself up to get something hurt. Whereas if I'm going to say a joke about my body, it's because, like, I'm just enjoying and laughing at my own thing.
Mm.
So I think you have to be careful what you put out there. But when people put out stuff, like, you still can interact. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if it makes
sense.
Well,
that just goes back, like, circling back to when a girl is like, I'm fine. And then they expect a guy. It's like, I don't know. Sometimes life is so simple. And when you put out something, you should expect to get that in return, I guess.
I fully agree.
Which is, I'm glad that when you say something, you mean it behind it. Because it's really hard to deal with people that don't.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, what?
What do I say? What do I do?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I have a random question. And I actually saw it today. Have you ever seen the game We're Not Really Strangers?
Yes.
Have you ever played it?
Yes.
Okay, I forking love it. So I was going through all the cards today. And one of the cards literally sat in it with myself. And I had to think about it. And it was, what is something you wish you got complimented on more about yourself? And I'm like still right now like thinking about what it would be. Do you know what it would be for you?
Like, I wish people were able to like see and compliment like my body for like what I know it is, and I know it's like beautiful. So that is one thing. But also I think because I am a person who sacrifices a lot for people, and I think because people are used to that.
You're such a helper.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that people really acknowledge it as much.
Oh.
And sometimes I don't think people know how much thought and effort goes into even little things I do for people. And so it kind of becomes like a thing where it'll make me sad sometimes, because I'm like, do they know like that was like because I love
yeah.
them versus like it's just expected because that's how I always am.
Yes. You know? Oh, I so resonate with that.
Yeah.
I'm the same in the sense that I am always the like cheerleader. I'm always the like let's fucking go, like gassing people up. Mm-hmm. Like when they walk in a room, I'm there to light it up, like whatever the situation is. And just because I am naturally like that doesn't mean I don't want to feel appreciated for yep. that energy as well, because I don't fucking have to do that.
Yep.
And I so resonate. And it's weird how you would think that me asking you this question, the thing you want to be complimented on more wouldn't be like the most obvious.
Yeah.
But it is.
Yeah.
It's always like the most obvious.
It's always that. I think the thing, whatever you put like your heart and your thoughts into, is the thing you're most sensitive about protecting. And so I think what I said about like helping and you about like encouraging yeah. and like being there for people, that's the main way we show that we love.
Like sometimes I need a cheerleader.
Yeah. And so when people don't do it back, or, you know, I'll be doing stuff for someone all day, maybe get like a thank you. Not that that's what I do it for, but I think that's my way of measuring that they understand that I'm trying to like love
on
them.
Well, you still
want
them to feel, if you're putting in that much effort, you still want them to feel appreciated.
Yeah.
Or them to appreciate yeah. that you did that.
But I'll like do that, right? And then like someone will be like, hey, like I got a chocolate and I brought you an extra one. And it's like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, what? Like
yeah.
I've been trying so
slaving
hard all day.
The yeah. house down boots.
And
yeah.
so, and then, yeah, it's just, it's kind of like I think I feel like it sounds selfish, which is why we probably never share that we're like,
totally.
I wish like someone would like appreciate me in this way.
Well, it sounds silly and stupid.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's probably mine.
I even think about this all the time. I have this friend. She's like always looking so hot. And I feel like she's just constantly trying to prove that like she can provide more value than like looking hot. Because the compliment she gets all the time is like, oh my God, you look so hot today. And it's like, she's like, thanks. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Whereas, like, for once in her life, she wants to just be appreciated for the actual, like, work she's doing
yeah.
or the, you know, like, time and effort she's putting in the friendship or whatever. So, like, I feel like I'm hyper aware of that because, like, she lights up when I say stuff like, hey, by the way, that work you did on this was really good or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just, it is weird. It's such a weird concept because you think it'd be so obvious, or, like, you think
yeah.
she would love being like, oh my gosh, you look so beautiful. Oh, your hair or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes I just want to be told, like, I value this about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Like, hey, thanks so much for, like, stepping in and, like, making sure everyone was comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I loved your energy today. Thank you. And, like, gassing you up in the way you gas other
uh-huh.
people up. I mean, you constantly are like, oh, I love this. Like, complimenting.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's your way of, like, making people feel, like, comfortable
it
and
is.
Welcome.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure that can be hard when sometimes, like, if you walk in and people are just like, hey, and you're like, oh, like,
yeah.
you know, like, I want people to be pumped and excited for me, too, like the way that I get pumped and
exactly.
excited for them. So, yeah, it's like a two-edged sword for sure.
It is. Okay, I want to answer a few questions that the audience has sent in. Well, to answer Phil's question, what's your favorite Lil Baby song?
Okay, so obviously, like, Drip Too Hard, when it like the part where it's like da, 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 off this way. Oh my gosh. When I'm in my car, I'm always like that one, but also Post Malone's On the Road song. He's on that. And I love that song.
You know what was yeah. my favorite part specifically about Lil Baby's set at Coachella's? I was like sitting, I think, with like boys or something. And like you and Phil and Sapal were the only people standing. And then I would hear, like, drip, drip, and I would jump out and be like, bye, guys. Go dance with you guys. And then run back to where I was.
No, that happened so many times where, like, all of a sudden you would just appear and be, like, so hype. And then, like, the next second I'd turn and you would just be gone.
Y'all were the only ones dancing. Yeah. And, like,
I didn't even know half the songs. But,
so
like,
funny.
They were so pumped. Your brother and Zapal were so pumped that so I was pumped, you know?
No, they, like, were like, Taryn's so cool.
I love them. Tell them to come back.
Hilarious. Okay. What is something the other is holding themselves back from to find love? That's so deep.
Oh, like me answer for you and you answer for me? Oh, okay, okay, okay.
They said real talk. What is something the other is holding themselves back from to find love? I think I know it for you.
I think I know it for you.
Do you want me to say yours and you can think?
Yeah, you say my first.
Okay. I think for Taryn, it's as simple as I don't think you put yourself out there enough. Like, and same with myself, but, like, I think you really, like, dating, you have to view it as, like, a muscle you have to train. And it's something that, I mean, we saw how many dates Ashley went on. Like, literally, this bitch went on so many dates. And I think, like, dating, not only, like, you have to look at it not as much as, like, a big end goal thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where you have to go. And at the end of the day, if you find out something new about yourself, great. If you get a great new restaurant recommendation or whatever, like, I think you just have to be more, like, I don't care about it. Because I think you're like, I got to find the one, which we all are. But I think if you just, like, rip the Band-Aid off and just start committing, like, making it a part of your routine, like, every Tuesday is my date night day.
Yeah.
And every week I just have to go and, like, I don't know. I think just put yourself out there more. You'd be really surprised, one, how much you'd learn about yourself, and two, how much would come to fruition.
Yeah, I definitely, yeah. I think dating apps are hard for me because
they're so hard for everyone.
I'm a connection person.
Same.
So I have a hard time vibing off that. But then, I don't put myself out just in public in general to, like, meet people. Okay, I don't think that you're doing anything that's, like, keeping you from love. I think that you genuinely just aren't really at a place where that is something that, like, you want to jump into.
Yeah, true.
And I think the things that you are vibing with in guys right now is, I don't think that's the same as, like, the person you're actually going to end up with.
Absolutely. Okay.
So I think that you are still forming what you want long-term versus, like, what's fun and in the right now. But I think that's fine because you are in the fun and right now stage. Like, you're not trying to get married this year.
No.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, no.
So I think that you're in a healthy place because you're just, like, having fun and driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of having fun, this question is, talk about hooking up with friends.
Ooh.
Or topic, I guess.
Spicy.
What are your thoughts on this? I feel like Taryn is, like, always... You're always down to talk boy with me, and I feel like I bring most of the boy drama to our friend group and house. So, like, I feel like you know me and my, like, my situation and, like, what it's like for me.
Yeah,
having fun and whatever. And what are your thoughts on that? I guess you can use me as an example.
Okay, my thoughts on it are. You, as long as you know going in.
Yeah.
What your motivation is, and there's a possibility of it being crazy.
I just saw that song. It's like, baby, can I be motivation? By Kelly Rowland.
Exactly. Like, if you both are on the same page, you want to have fun and whatever, I'm all for it. Like, I think those flings are the most fun because they're the most, like, not everyone knows about it. Like, is it going to happen? Like, is it not? It's like, whatever.
But I feel like that's contradicting what you're saying. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. That's the most fun.
No,
but then
that's what's fun about it.
Oh, okay, okay. But
I think going into it, like, because the let's be real. It's the build up to it.
Oh, that's the best.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But then once it actually happens, then it's
like, oh, shit.
How do we act again? Like, is this going to – wait, is this serious? Like, what do we – you know what I mean? So I think as long as you're both super communicative that you're talking about, like, what you both want and you respect each other and if it's a friend, that you act like a friend. That's the thing. I think guys sometimes when they hook up with friends, they start acting like fools and you're like, hi, remember how we were friends? Like, how about you still treat me with the same decency as being my friend?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, why are you being weird and rude? Like, you never were weird and rude before. So, like, that's don't so overthink true. It. Like, be my friend. And then if more happens, like, let's have fun with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like girls are better at, like, playing it cool afterwards, at least when they're around others, versus, like, guys, like... They, like, don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because guys are so, like, sexual driven. Like, they're so driven by their, like, dick.
Yeah.
That they're, like, I don't know. I feel like they, maybe it's just, I don't know.
I think, too, guys have experienced how intense girls can be and how everything has a meaning, even if they didn't mean it to be, which a lot of women are like that.
Yeah.
And so I think they automatically are like, oh, crap, like, what's the expectation now? And they get awkward, so then they just bounce. Versus, like, how about you actually just talk to me? Like, and be like, hey, is everything cool? Like, last night was crazy. Like, how do you feel? Like, are we cool? What's the boundaries? Like, where are we going from now? Do you want it to happen again? Like, just talk about it. But I think guys get scared that girls are going to be like, good morning. Like, let's get married. Want to have my children. And it's like, no, girls can also just want to have fun too. Yeah. You know?
It definitely is a dance.
Mm-hmm.
I think the main thing is that you have to come to terms with is that if you decide to hook up or if you do hook up and you didn't mean to or whatever, it inevitably, no matter what, is going to be different.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's going to be more romantic. It doesn't mean it's going to be more awkward. It doesn't mean it's going to be a certain whatever. It's just going to be different.
Yeah.
Because, like, duh, like, something big happened.
Yeah. And I think, too, I think the guys always think, like, oh, that was weird. She's so into me. And a lot of times it's not the case.
No.
It's not the case.
Yeah.
So it's funny because I think a lot of guys, their egos would be bruised because they think they just disappeared and made the choice when the girl's sitting there going, thank God. Like,
yeah.
So it's just interesting because I think it's a really weird dynamic with a lot of, like, mm-hmm. factors, which is why I think you have to really think going in, like, is this worth it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
But if you do, then, like, you just got to roll with it.
Yeah. Some, I think I struggle with that because I'm like, oh, is this worth it? I, like, think about, I really do try and think about that. But also I'm like, have fun, be stupid, and, like, regret it one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think that's part of life, like, is to just learn from your mistakes or whatever.
No, for sure.
Just, this is a selfish question. What do you think about my track record with men?
You know what? It's funny because... I don't know if this is even something, like, you're aware of.
Oh, God.
I think that what you project is completely different than actually who you are. Like,
to men?
To just in general. Like, I think that you project that you're in this, like, you're like, crazy, I want all this stuff. Like, it's crazy. It's, like, so fun. But you at the center, and this is just you in general. Like,
I know.
I'm a hard person. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't give a fork. But you are, like, you have this softest, like, jelly side inside of you.
I know.
And so it's funny. I don't know if you remember this. There was this one time when we were still getting to know each other. You were, like, walking around the house making comments about, like, you wanted a guy and, like, all this stuff. And I remember asking you, I was like, can I ask you a question? Like, do you hook up with a lot of guys? And then you were like, well, and it was like,
yeah,
it was guys that had meaning to you.
I'm very, very, like, particular.
Like, I think you're boy crazy, but you not a lot actually get through.
Yeah. I definitely hold, like, a certain standard to, like, who I let get past, like, the gate,
yes,
I guess.
Exactly. So it's funny because I think, like, on the outside sometimes, like,
I have a lot of crushes, I guess.
Yes. But and I think people a lot of times will just assume something about people if they talk about guys a lot or whatever. But I think that you only seem to go after guys that you have, like, an emotional connection with, whether it's a friend, whether it's a guy that you just vibed with.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Like, I have to care about them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a beautiful thing.
But they don't know that I care.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
But also, there's different forms of caring.
Yes.
Like, and sometimes I think that's why friends, stuff like that happens, is because you genuinely love them and care about them as a friend. So then the lines get blurry. But, yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I don't find someone that attractive unless I, like, care about them.
Yeah, they have to make sense? You laugh.
Like, it turns me on so much more. Or, like, I think they're so much more hot if I actually care about them.
Oh, yeah.
But I think this is a female thing.
I think it's a female thing. But I also think, I think it comes in different, like, stages of life.
Wait, so what do you think about my type of, or my track record with men?
I think you're fine.
Yeah.
I think you're fine. I think you have some of what all of us have, where we look back and you're like, done that, but then it's very quick to be like, nah, it was fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's nothing in what you've told me where I've been like, oh my gosh. Yeah, because because I know the whole story.
Yeah.
I'm sure other people could look surface and be like, what?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Taryn, like, I feel like you know, like, a lot of my boy drama, but you like listening to it.
I love boy drama.
What is something you guys are super similar with and super different with? I feel like the super different thing is, like, you're into, like, the Lego Star Wars shit. Same with Disney. Couldn't be me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I definitely have a nerdier side than you. I would say the line, I think, is we have very different interests.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like we do have a lot of similar interests that even the girls don't resonate with, like, the sports.
But that's more of, like, I feel like we have very similar personalities, but we have different interests.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
like,
true.
Like, you love social media and, like, breaking down, which I could not dread anything more.
That's so true.
And then I, like, work with kids and you're like, what? Like, yeah. I think our worlds are very different, but our personality and upbringing is very same. So we have, like, that stuff
in common. I feel like we bring very similar energy to our lives.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
What is a trait you love about each other that you wish you were better at yourself? I feel like I love how you're so, I feel like I'm intuitive, but, like, you, like, I love how you actually deal with that. And, like, you go to the person, you, like, see, you break down what's going on, or, like, I feel like you understand there's a deeper issue and you go to the deeper place. I, like, understand that there's a deeper issue and I don't go there. And I want to get to the point where I'm like, self-aware isn't the word. What is it? Like, strong, mentally tough enough to, like, deal with emotions in that way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you're so mentally tough in that department.
Thank you.
That scares the fork out of me.
Yeah. I've always admired about you that you, and you might be afraid of failure, but I haven't seen that side of you. I think you are a person who, when you're passionate about something, you're gonna make it happen, even if you're, like, freaking crawling on the floor by the time you get there. Like, you attack things with this ferocity of, like, there is no other option. Like, I want to get here and I'm gonna get here. And it's crazy watching your life from, like, knowing you when you just were graduating and still kind of figuring things out. Mm. To now watching you just, like, kill everything you do. And it's fun being, like, on the outskirts of it.
Thank you.
And being like, dang, like, I need to freaking, like, do stuff. Because I get so wrapped up in being scared of failing, so I just won't. But you're like, what do you mean failing? Like, no, I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
Like, I will get myself in there. And I love that about
so,
you.
That's so funny. Thank you very, very much. What's your love language?
Physical touch and words of affirmation.
Wow. I feel like that's kind of the same for me with, like.
But then you don't like being touched when you're sad. Is it only when you're sad?
Okay, here's the thing. I like being touched by, like, hot, big men.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay. So you're, like, people that's are like, your romantic.
I don't like girls touching, like, my girlfriends got it. Touching me.
Your romantic love language is physical touch, whereas friendship love language would be something different.
Also romantic, across the board, words of affirmation.
Yeah.
I'm like, tell me that I'm cute. Tell me I'm awesome. Tell me I'm smart. Like, tell me all the things.
Yeah.
But when I'm, like, upset or sad, the last thing I want is one of my girlfriends or someone I don't really know to come up and hug me. That makes me want to die.
How do you? So, because Alicia's like, she loves snuggling. Do you just push her off?
Get your forking hands off of me now.
Yeah.
Same with Ollie. I'm like, yeah. And it makes me uncomfortable when they're physical touching. I'm like. Y'all are weird. Me and Remy are like, get the, could it
they
be
are,
us?
They are in like a no, love relationship. No, they're
weird. Yeah. And I'm like, I tell them that. I'm like, y'all are weird. Get away from me. They're like, hee. And Remy and I are like, get me. You know what the funniest thing was is we went to Coachella weekend too. And we had like one of those rooms where it was like attached through.
Yes.
Like, so they had a bedroom. We had a bedroom, but it was attached. Yeah. Right. And they were like so excited. Typically, I would sleep with Alicia and Ollie would sleep with Remy just because I feel like that's how we typically do it.
Yeah.
But I literally was like, you guys can sleep together because I do not want to be anywhere near some cuddling thing.
Yeah.
And then Remy and I, it was hilarious. We like realized as we're going to bed, like I was on the edge. Like we were in a king size bed. Couldn't be further across from each other. And we just were like talking and we were like not as being literally so far apart. Yeah. And we're like, do you guys actually cuddle? They're like, yeah. Weird.
No, I can't. See, I relate to that. Is too much for me. Like, if I don't want to be touched, I don't want to be touched. But I'm definitely like a hugger, or if I'm sad and you put your hand on me, like that kind of touch. I'm not a like cuddle on the couch, fall asleep holding each, like that's
okay.
That's not it, unless it's a guy.
Alicia and Ollie are both so physical touch.
Yeah.
I will say when I'm in conversation and I like, I'll go like that to someone's shoulder, like that doesn't bother me. And I do that a lot. Because I don't know, I feel like it adds to the conversation. It's just natural for me. But like, I'm also particular about who I do it with.
Also, there's a difference between like a touch and a like lingering touch.
Yeah.
The lingering is aggressive. Scratch,
I'm like, oh, the eebie-jeebies. Oh. The one person that doesn't bother me when they physically touch me, that's a girl, is Ashley. I don't know why.
But I think that's because she's not a mushy person.
Yeah.
So when she's touching you, she's not going to be like, oh, wait, it's not like it's not mushy. Weird, I guess. It's just like, yeah.
Also, I'm like, Alicia, like, don't touch me. You're my boss. Like, this is weird.
I'm going to tell HR.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, literally. But like, also, if I was like down bad crying, like, and you hugged me, I would probably feel comfort from it.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. When it's just like random, I'm like, why are we touching?
Yeah, I like asking now. I'm like, can I hug
you? Yeah, and I'll be like, no, get the fork away.
When you say no, I'm not offended. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Before I was like,
what? Anyway, okay, to wrap up this podcast, what are you doing to make moves right now, Taryn? Personally, professionally, whatever it is.
I think what I am doing currently is I think I'm really tackling the fear of failure, like, in everything I do. So I think that I haven't gotten to, like, the goals of, like, what I'm doing. I'm more focusing in everything. All of my energy and attention is on my, like, mental and emotional health because I'm doing that in prep to, like, attack.
Wow.
So I'm kind of we're game plan, like we're in practice, we're in hell week, and then like I'm about to enter my season, you know?
Love that.
Yeah.
I just have to say, you need to make every day those cooking TikToks with the hash brown and the
one I did this morning.
I loved it.
Really?
Genuinely, I was like, oh, who's TikTok? And then I was like, holy shit, this is Taryn.
Thanks.
So you should do like, I feel like it doesn't even have to be cooking, like ASMR stuff like that. It's really good.
I haven't found my it yet. So it's hard for me to just throw up stuff if I don't have like an oomph behind it of like, oh, I loved that. Today was really fun and it was like easy, but also hardly, that means a lot.
I have to tell myself this, hardly anyone's found their thing.
Yeah,
like Alicia would be like, true. I don't know what my thing on TikTok is, you know what I mean?
That's true.
So just like throw it up.
Love that. Thanks,
anyway,
CK.
Thanks so much for coming on the pod.
Thanks
this was great.
This was so fun.
Where can everyone follow you, subscribe to your podcast, everything like that?
So all my individual stuff is Taryn Renee, Taryne Renee. And then our podcast is Unsolicited Advice. So check it out.
So everyone go follow her at Karen Renee.
Shut up. Get out.
I'm kidding. Taryn Renee. And subscribe to Unsolicited Advice. Slide into our DMs if you're a hot guy.
Yes, please. I'm taking applications.
Yeah, exactly. I'm forcing her to go on the date.
Yeah.
And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode and make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.